On Robin Hood Radio, it's nice to welcome in the executive director, new. We'll see how quickly the term new is used here. The new executive director of Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association. And with us right now on the telephone line is that person, and that is Nancy Deming. Nancy, nice to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you, and I'm thrilled to be here.
Now, how long have you been executive director now?
I've been at Salisbury VNA since March 18th, but I've been in home health care for over 20 years.
All right, so now we are going to get a little background on you before we head into, of course, the incredible things that Salisbury Visiting Nurse offer our area. So you've been 20-some-odd years. You've obviously been in healthcare. What led you in the direction when you first got into healthcare to wind up in healthcare in a capacity like this?
I started in a hospital to get some good clinical experience, but I was always intrigued by home care because I just thought you're helping your neighbors. You're helping them stay home. I know myself, if I were not well, the best place for me to get better would be in my own home. People are on their own turf, and, you're supporting, their recovery in the surroundings they want to be in.
You know, it's interesting you say that because I'm 5 years out. 5 years ago, I started a series of three major surgeries, totally rebuilding both my feet, realigning my ankles and my tendons, my ligaments, I was told by the hospital, this was a hospital for special surgery, that I would have to go into rehabilitation centers after each surgery. And I opted instead to go home, have somebody who could stay with me 24 hours a day, and have Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association do the things along with this other person that needed to be done in the comfort of my own home.
Yeah, there's less risk of infection at home, and I think we're more motivated when we're home because we're surrounded by all the familiar things we were able to do and we want to get back to them. So it's the way to go. Of course, when I need to be in a different situation like a hospital, I'm grateful they're there.
Yeah.
But as we start to progress towards wellness, I think there's no place like home.
No, there isn't. And by the way, even though it was expensive to do what I did at home because we had somebody stay with me 24 hours a day, and also between having Salisbury Visiting Nurses there and that person there, it was literally probably 20% of what it would have cost to go into a rehab facility.
Yeah, home care is definitely the most affordable option for the healthcare system, for our Medicare and, private insurers. We deliver the most bang for the buck. So, and we're seeing, that is the way of the future. They're trying to get people into the right setting at the right time. And over the years, hospital stays have shortened, skilled nursing facility stays have shortened, and they encourage people to go on to home care.
We're speaking with SVNA Executive Director Nancy Deming. And, looking at your background here, you've gone from case manager, nursing supervisor. You've worked for as an administration. Just speaking to you for the first time, to me it seems like you really would like, you're like the hands-on approach. You like not only to be in the office of, let's say, an administrator, but also stay in contact with not only the people that work with you and for you, but also the patients that come to need the benefits of Salisbury Visiting Nurses.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And I love that I was able to, have my feet on the street for many years because it enables me to really understand the business from different angles, not just sitting behind a desk. So I think that's important in any, leader, manager.
Of course, Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association serves Canaan, Cornwall, Falls Village, Goshen, Kent, Lakeville, Norfolk, North Canaan, Salisbury, Sharon, Taconic, and Warren, and has since 1904. But it's, when you think of Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association, I think most people don't realize how diverse your services are, from home health to home assistance, hospice, and regular community services. I mean, you do cover an incredibly broad range of services.
Yeah, I love that continuum of care here. So it really, it can suit people when they only need a few hours of assistance a week, maybe from a companion or an aide to help with personal care. And if they have any, you know, medical changes, we have the skilled care. And if they need round-the-clock care, you know, we can provide that. And then we also have the hospice program. So, you know, we really can follow people, you know, right through the end of their lives.
Well, that's what I found out when my mother came to her end of life. We went with hospice care through Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association, and I always pass this along. The people that were working for Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association at the time, because they're members of the community, my mother was a member of the community, some of them knew about my mother's likes and dislikes on certain things. And they would do things like bring her, because they knew that she liked cheeseburgers, or they knew that she liked kielbasa, they had unexpectedly come and bring things like that to her. And they knew, one girl who did this, woman I should say, even knew what color my mother loved her nails painted.
Yeah.
and would do things like that on top of the other medical screening and the safety things that they normally would do.
Yeah, the personal side of a small VNA like this is just priceless. You know,
and we pass along that, you know, I always tend to talk about Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association in those terms. But I mean, you, like you just said, you do a complete continuum of care from infants right up to hospice. I mean, yeah. you are intertwined with everything from beginning to end.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the beauty of this program. And you know, the community is so supportive of the agency, and the agency is supportive of our community members. It's just a great relationship. Our board is all volunteers. You know, they're very dedicated and committed to this agency, you know, surviving and thriving, because as you know, there's so much going on in healthcare right now. You know, it's a tough, you know, business to be in. But we just try to keep the mission in mind and, you know, do what we're here to do. So
I think that's what even makes you more important, is there's so many changes on almost a daily basis in healthcare that it's nice to have something like this at home that you can get answers to right away. And what I never realized is when I went to your website, by the way, people want more information, they can go to salisburyvna.org. If you want to make a donation to Salisbury VNA to help them keep up their services and keep costs down, I was amazed when I saw a gift of $25 helps stock a home health aid supply bag. And that's when they come to gloves, sanitizers, masks, goggles. $100 provides homebound patients with cost-efficient remote health telemonitoring systems. $500 donation covers the cost of expensive medications for hospice. And a $1,000 donation helps immunize, listen to this, over 1,400 of people who live around you and their families against influenza. It's amazing how far a dollar will go when they donate it to you.
Absolutely, and we're always so grateful. This area, this town, I mean, the incredible support we get. You know, Salisbury VNA is very grateful, and we do. We use it strictly for operations and giving back. You know, there's no stockholders. It's all not for profit. So you really, it's a great organization.
Well, we're speaking once again with the executive director of Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association, that is Nancy Deming. And more information, if you need it, folks, 860-435-0816, or once again, salisburyvna.org. And in closing, do you have one statement to make people who might be listening, Nancy, about why, whether they're somebody in their 20s, somebody in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 80s, why it's important for them to find out more about the services you offer?
I think because it's one of those things that people don't think about the kind of health care they want until they're in a crisis situation. So you're right, no matter what your age, you could find yourself in need of services, and that's why it's great to at least just remember our name even, because you do have a choice. And if you ever find yourself in a hospital, a doctor's office, a skilled nursing facility, you can ask for Salisbury Visiting Nurse. And, you know, we can custom tailor a plan of care to help people recover in their homes.
Well, thank you for taking a few minutes of your time, Nancy, and I hope I don't see you too soon. But
that's right.
But keep up the great work at SVNA.
Thank you so much.